don't call anybody an idiot because it's going to be recorded.
I got that recorded, Norma.
What did you say?
Hi, Bruce and Donna.
Norma said, don't call anyone an idiot. But she was not referring to you who's listening by any means or anyone here. So good to have you back. We haven't met very often because of the winter in Iowa. Snow, and there's a lot of snow outside, and then they got to clean up the snow when it does snow, and sometimes it's just easier to tell people to stay home and don't try to jump the ridge that the snowplow leaves on your driveway. So we're back here on study two of Joseph from Genesis chapter 37, and we're going to do a little review because some of you don't have no way of knowing what we should put in those blanks there. So I always have about five questions of what we talked about the last time we met, just as a review. And here, we'll start with question number one. What is another name for Canaan?
The Promised Land.
Yeah, how did you know that so quickly?
Because I listened to the video from last time.
All right. Well, yeah, this will be a little bit of review. So
just this morning.
There we go. Yeah.
So it's fresh.
All right. Yes, it's called the Promised Land, the land of Canaan, God's gift of land. You know, you cannot have a nation unless you have land. And so Israel, in order to be a nation, had to have land. And that land has been in turmoil ever since. Mm-hmm. Other people want the land. You know, even today, they don't call Israel, it's Israel's land, they call it Israel is occupying this land that really belongs to whom?
Israel.
Yeah, it really should be Israel, but the Palestinians call it their land. And I don't really get the Palestine, well, Palestine is in that area, but I don't think there's such a thing as a Palestinian. There actually are people that come from Arabia.
There never was a Palestine land.
No, it was just kind of was known as Palestine on maps. But this is the land that God gave to Jacob, who had how many children?
12.
No.
What are you, 12 sons?
He had 12 sons.
Oh.
And?
A girl.
One girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that.
So there was 13. He's a father of 13.
You know where the girl fit in?
I'm not sure. Her name was Diana.
Mm-mm.
No?
Dinah.
Oh, Dinah. Dinah, won't you know? Dinah, don't you know? Dinah, won't you blow my horn? Is that the one? Okay. I don't know, Dinah. We might say a little bit something about her, but we will move on here. How old was Joseph at this time?
Seven.
17. So he's a teenager. Do you remember what it was like to be 17?
Kind of.
I don't remember what it's like, but it's kind of like, you know, when you're 17, you kind of know everything.
I remember 17.
It is done.
It's done, okay.
I was engaged.
You were engaged at 17?
Oh, wow. So was I.
You were too?
Yes.
Wow. I graduated when I was 17.
I'm not saying anything.
I did too.
I was married.
You were married at 17?
So did I.
Or were you 16?
17.
You're 17, you got married.
I turned 18 on the...
So these were engaged, but you
got married.
Married
on the 26th of June.
Wow.
Don't want
to
start too late.
Interesting. Okay, and what was his occupation? You know, Joseph, what did he do?
A shepherd.
Yeah, he's a shepherd. He watched sheep or goats.
And a snitch on his brothers.
And he was a tattletale, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, what did Joseph's brothers think of him?
They're jealous of him.
They hated him.
They did not like him at all. Was it because he was so much younger than them? Or was it something else?
Well, he was his father's favorite. They knew that.
Yeah. What was Joseph's gift that would help him later in life?
Interpret dreams.
Yeah. He interpreted dreams.
Oh.
He had a gift of interpretation that would really come handy later on. At this time, does he know that?
No.
He He doesn't know this at all. And yet his brothers, when he tells them about the dreams he has, his brothers, how did they respond to his interpretation of his dreams?
Made them angry.
Made them angry. They hated him even more. Because he was always kind of like the guy that wore the white hat in his dreams. And the rest of them were all the ones that had to bow down to him. Oh. You know? So he always came out smelling like a rose. All right, so it gets us to today's lesson. We get into Genesis chapter 37, beginning with verse 12. Now we're going to look at verses 12 through 18. It's not very much, but let's read that together. And if you want to just read one verse or read more than one, it's up to you, and you can always pass. So, Doran, would you like to read a verse or pass?
No, I can read it.
Okay.
Now, his brothers had gone to graze their father's flock near Shechem.
Shechem?
Shechem, that it? And Israel said to Joseph, as you know, your brothers are grazing their flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them. Very well, he replied. So he said to him, go and see if all is well with your brothers and with their flocks, and bring word back to me. Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering around the fields and asked him, what are you looking for? I'll pass.
Okay. Jan?
Okay.
You're in verses 17?
16. 16? 16. Is it, and then are we done? Is it just 16?
No, 16 through 18.
18, okay. He replied, I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks? They have moved on from here, the man answered. I heard them say, let's go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him.
Wow.
Like,
what a way to end your story, Jen.
Sorry.
Wow.
It's a cliffhanger.
Okay. Where did Jacob send Joseph?
Shechem.
Shechem, that's correct. Now, I've got to tell you a little something about Shechem. Something happened in Shechem with his sister. What happened at Shechem with his sister?
Is that the one where she wanted to marry this prince or this guy? And then he had relations with her, and then they made a man, so they went and killed all the men?
Yes.
Okay.
But she was actually raped.
Oh, she was.
By someone in Shechem. And so then, the brothers, not all the brothers, some of the brothers said, let's go talk to these guys. And they kind of talked them into that they needed to get circumcised. And then, so they went along and they got circumcised. And of course, when they were in they were in the hurt bag. They were in a lot of pain. That then Jacob's sons went in there and killed them all. Because they had defiled their sister, and that they were just looked upon as just a bunch of no goods. But they took matters into their own hands, and they killed all these men in Shechem. So you can see now why Jacob is concerned. I mean, he found out about this later on in life. But when he tells Joseph to check on your brothers that are near Shechem, you can see why he would be concerned how they're doing there. How do you think the people of Shechem looked upon Jacob's boys?
Not favorably.
Not favorably at all. So he has some concerns there. And that's part of the history that goes along
so
with Shechem.
Jacob knew that these men had done this to the sister.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I thought that the guy that raped her, he wanted to marry her.
Yeah.
But they would have let her marry him.
Because he wasn't circumcised.
Oh.
So he had to get circumcised.
So they saw that he got circumcised.
Yeah, so these guys came in there and basically persuaded them all to get circumcised, because that's kind of, they were circumcised. As they were Jews, and these were people that were not Jews. But I think Jacob, when he found out about this, I don't think Jacob said anything either. Remember, he's what kind of a dad?
Passive.
Passive. Jacob's very passive in handling his children. And as we can see, some of the, it's not good to be passive. All right, moving on here. This is a multiple choice. Circle the letters or the letter that apply. But there should be more than one answer here. Why would Jacob send him there? No, I wrote, I just already answered that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell you one thing. It was only two of the sons that went in and killed everybody. It was Jacob and the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi.
Simeon,
they're
Levi.
The two that went in and killed everybody.
Okay, so just two of them.
I think it was all of them. They all were upset and everything, but those two went in.
Actually did it.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification. All right. Would we circle A? Joseph talked too much, and Jacob needed his quiet space.
No.
No, that would be that. B. Jacob was concerned about his sons being in that area.
Yes.
That would be circle that one. Yep. C. Jacob could always count on Joseph's report about his sons.
Yes.
Yes. Circle that. D. Jacob was hoping that Joseph would get lost.
No.
No. E. Shechem was a bad memory for Jacob.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have three of those that you would probably circle. B, C, and E. Okay, number three. Joseph's brothers love their blank more than their little brother. This is my question.
You can tell this isn't right from the Bible.
No. But you think of it, it's so true. His brothers love their sheep more than they love their little brother. They were out looking after their sheep. They were tending them. And then when they saw him coming, it says, did they like Joseph? And they saw him come from a distance. They planned a way of killing him. So you know that he was really under their skin. Okay, four. Why was Joseph his dad's favorite? Three things. First of all, he was born when his dad was old. B, his mom was his dad's true love. And what was her name?
Rachel,
yeah. C, Joseph always blank his dad that his brothers were doing and talking about.
Tattletale.
There comes that tattletale coming out of it. So, you know, it's kind of some of the reasons why Joseph was probably liked by his dad more than the other boys. Five, Joseph found out that his brothers were grazing their flocks at, name the place.
Dothan. Dothan?
Could be Dothan, could be Dothan, I don't know. That moved to Dothan. Do you know anything about the place of Dothan? I don't either. Number six. How excited were they when they saw Joseph coming to them? And Lynn, the answer is?
They were excited.
They were not.
I mean, they plotted to kill him.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It wasn't excitement. It was just like, get rid of him. How can we kill him?
Not too excited to see him come.
Yeah, it was a plan. They had to come up with a plan. Come up with a plan of how to actually get rid of him, to kill him. Number seven, why did they despise the robe that he was wearing so much? Multiple choice, circle letters that apply. His robe was too big on him. Would you circle that one?
No.
No, you wouldn't. I had to come up with something.
B, it reminded them that he was special to his father.
Right.
Yeah, it would always be a reminder. What did we learn about the robe the last time we met?
It was long and had long sleeves.
Very good.
So he couldn't work it.
But yeah, you were looked upon as a noble person where you did not have to work. If you had long sleeves and the robe went down to his ankles, it would be a long robe. It's not something that a working person would wear. And so his dad was basically telling his sons, Joseph doesn't have to work like you guys by giving him that robe. And it was a very beautiful robe. You know, multicolored, we sometimes hear, ornated. It was just a very special robe that everybody knew, but it was the sleeves and the length of it that really told the story about him. C, he could sneak up on them because it was camouflage in color. Yeah, it was not a Yeti. D, they were jealous.
Yes, yeah. That was true.
They were jealous of him. They did not like him because of the special role. He's special in his dad's eyes. All right, so what did the brothers talk about before Joseph came to them?
Kill him.
How can we kill him? Can you imagine having a talk like that?
No.
With your brothers? With one of your own siblings?
I can't imagine.
So then we come to 9. This is where it gets kind of real personal here. Who was the favorite child in your family? Anybody want to reveal your secret?
Not me. I had an older sister and a younger sister. I was the middle sister. Yeah.
Sharon was the favorite in her family. I'll tell you her story.
Well, I think I was of my mom.
You were?
Yeah. Oh.
Why did you think you were so special?
Well, I didn't think I was, but she thought I was.
Because you have 4 sisters.
Yeah.
And you're right smack dab in the middle. Mm-hmm.
My grandma made me feel like I was special.
Okay.
Because my older sister, you know, my mom, I don't know, it was like they were friends more than. Mm-hmm. And then my little sister, she was the baby, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I always had to help take care of her. So I was the one in the middle, and it was my grandma that always treated me special.
Yeah. Now, Denny, you're the oldest, aren't you?
Right.
And so you got in on the farming and all that before your dad became a pastor.
Right.
Yeah. Did you know, as the oldest boy, did you notice anything?
Not really.
Okay.
I think we were all treated the same.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
You know. Yeah.
I don't think I ever received more gifts or anything like that. You know, it was just, you know, little things. And I just remembered that it could be because when my mom was carrying me, she almost lost me. Mm-hmm. She did. So.
And it was right around the holiday.
Well, I was born at Thanksgiving Day, but it was earlier in the year that she started bleeding, and the doctor said, you might as well just go home because there's nothing we can do. But I stuck in there.
Good for you, Sharon. I'm glad you did.
Am I glad to?
No brothers?
No.
Yeah, it's just 5 girls.
Yeah. Lynn?
I had 2 brothers and 2 sisters, and I was 2nd in the family. So I was the oldest girl.
Mm-hmm. 2 brothers?
So you had a lot of
1 older, 1 younger, and then 2 younger sisters.
Okay. You notice anybody favorite?
My dad had my sister.
Your other sister?
There was no question. Mom didn't show favorites, but Dad did.
So, I mean, was she the caboose?
No, she was the second girl.
And oh, the second girl.
Then Cindy was the youngest. I don't know why, you just like Jean. And we all knew it.
Yeah. And I think Marlene, your brother was special, kind of
because he was ill.
He was ill,
and I could understand that.
Yeah. So you kind of knew that everybody was concerned about him.
Yeah.
And you were to be concerned about him, too.
Yeah, I was.
And you were. Sure.
Did he get... Did he live? Did he get well?
No.
Oh, he didn't?
Okay. He died in his early 20s.
See, if you'd have been here last time, you'd have known that.
Yeah.
It's okay. And Jan, you come from... that's a different... You had to go live with a relative.
Yeah.
But you saw your dad a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I don't ever remember living in the same house with him.
Oh, wow.
Because... Yeah. I was just 3 when my mother died, and so I don't, you know, I don't remember her at all, really, either.
Your mom, I don't, yeah, of course you wouldn't probably.
Which one of you are older? You or Colleen?
Colleen. My brother was the oldest, and then okay. Colleen, and then myself.
Has Colleen been up here to see you, or?
Well, she's in the nursing home in Albert City now, so she's not best, doing the best.
In Albert City?
That's a little town close to Lorenz. About 7-8 miles.
Yeah, the names they give to these towns are something else.
Well, that's where you go to the old Threshers reunion.
Yeah.
To find out different names of these places, or what?
No. That's to celebrate the old way of farming.
Oh, yeah.
The old threshing.
Threshing bee.
Threshing bee.
Yep.
Yeah. There's not many of them around anymore, I bet.
There's a few.
Oh, Iowa has quite a few.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a few.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us about your threshing days there, Nora.
I'm not that old.
You got to go back to my dad.
Yeah, my dad did. Yeah. He used to hate chicken.
Because he ate too much chicken?
Yeah, because everywhere they'd go to work for other people, they served chicken, because that was the cheapest thing that they could serve.
Fried chicken, plentiful. Yeah.
So he was sick of chicken.
But, wow.
Now, my parents treated us all.
Right now. I'd like to have some.
I can't say it was a favorite, but my dad was kind of a male chauvinist, so I was treated different than my sisters.
Be a man.
Of course.
Well, no. I was given a whole lot more freedom.
Apple pies, peach pies, the crust was and always
than they did. And he didn't allow them to go out and help outside. And so the farm work was him and me.
Okay. You know, something you probably don't know about Doran, I do, is he's a retired Air Force pilot.
Thank you for your service.
It was a cargo plane, wasn't it?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah. Because you didn't want to be a fighter pilot because they get moved around a lot.
Yeah, I didn't want to go overseas but on a remote bit without my family. So.
Want to stay close to that. So most of your time was it California or Alaska?
Most of it was in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That's close.
I spent 3 years in Alaska, 10 years in Oklahoma, and 6 years in California.
But Oklahoma was...
Yeah, cause that's where I started.
Okay, yeah. Well, then you became a pilot after you got out, and you flew out of cities with... Yeah.
Sun Country.
Sun Country. You were a pilot with them for how many years?
21
years.
That's interesting. Yeah. He was the pilot, and Jan's husband was the air controller.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Air traffic controller.
Or was he out of?
Well, we lived many different places, all in the Midwest, but Indianapolis, Kansas City, Omaha, Lincoln, Nebraska, Cedar Falls, Dubuque.
Yeah, that's good. You got a good memory, Jan.
Oh, well, so far.
So here's a little side note.
Yeah.
Didn't like chicken. When my dad was a pastor, he made a mistake. He says he liked pickled pig's feet.
Oh.
Tons of pickled pig's feet. So when we moved to the next place, I told Dad, look a little higher on the hog.
Oh, that's good.
The next place you like ham, right?
Yeah.
How about you? We got to hear how you were treated.
Well, I like eggs.
No, I mean,
that's not what you like.
Were you spoiled?
Well, turn this off.
go on, though.
Okay. All right, we're back. That was just a great story that you guys all missed out on. But we're going to go to the last question for today. Do you think Joseph knew that he was not liked by his brothers? Yes, no, NS is not sure. And then explain your answer. Do you think Joseph knew that he was not liked by his brothers?
I think he had to know.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
When they respond to what he was telling them.
How could he not know that he was favored? When he gets his long, colorful coat.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, and like Dina said, that they ridiculed him and teased him. And, you know, when after he had those dreams and they said, oh, are we going to bow down to you? And those different things, you know. So I think he knew.
All right, I'm going to change my answer then. That sounds so convincing. I had NS. I'm not sure.
Not sure.
It was probably just the time of the day when I did this.
I kind of got the feeling, yes, but he didn't care.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right there.
You know, he was happy in his situation.
All right, I will underline them all. And see it from different perspectives there. Yeah. Interesting. So anyway, we're going to stop here. And we'll continue on, hopefully, next Thursday, if it's not snowing or blizzarding. We will continue on.
Great.
That's this weekend now, you know, they're going to throw another 4 to 7 inches of snow.
No.
But that's not till Saturday.
Cold.
Yeah, and very cold.
Very, back to trying to keep the water tank so we can...
Well, if you know, just call the church office if you have questions to say, are we still on? Are we still having lunch with the bunch on Thursday? Call Thursday morning and I'll make the call Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, so. All right, well, let's just